An intoxicated, belligerent and swearing Tyler Armstrong terrorized family members and caused more than $9,000 damage to their home during a January 2 rampage. They locked themselves in the basement to get away from him and he tried to break down the door. He damaged the Sault Ste. Marie residence, bashed electronics, computers, PC monitors and other items in the house. The bill for his behavior is an estimated $9,400, Ontario Court Justice John Condon heard Friday. Armstrong, 32, pleaded guilty to mischief over $5,000 and resisting a police officer when he was being arrested. Prosecutor Adriana Mucciarelli and the defense jointly recommended a 90-day sentence, plus 3 years probation, during which time Armstrong can have no contact with the victims. He also should pay $9,400 restitution, the Crown and defense lawyer Ken Walker agreed. Armstrong has been in custody since the incident. Walker suggested the restitution should be a standalone order. His client, a Mississauga First Nation member, is the father of two children and is their primary caregiver. He was doing okay and then fell off the wagon, the defense said. I was under the influence of alcohol and drugs, Armstrong told the judge, indicating he has arranged for counseling. I want to get back to my children and do the right things. When he imposed the one-day time-served sentence, Condon noted Armstrong has a dated 6-year-old record, has had a long period of sobriety, and has plans for rehabilitation. This was an awful situation, he said. The damage is significant and you terrorized them. During his probation, Armstrong can have no communication with the three complainants, must remain 50 meters away from them, and must take any recommended counseling for substance abuse and psychiatric and psychological issues. Armstrong also is prohibited from possessing any weapons, except for hunting for sustenance. He must begin paying restitution to his cousin on April 1, 2026 in monthly installments of not less than $50, and it must be paid in full by the end of his probation.